Welcome to Out There with TJ Ryan. It's strange. It's unusual. It's mysterious. It's out there, out there, out there, out there. And now your host, TJ Ryan.
The man-beast has a voice. It was recorded by Alan Berry, a journalist from Sacramento, California.
What happened here, Peter? This is from a night in 1972 in October. I'd been told by the by Warren Johnson and others of his party that they'd heard strange sounds in this camp, so I'd brought a tape recorder in to see if I could pick up any of these sounds myself. It was a remote, high mountain area, and I was aware that there had been some strange goings on in this area from accounts of other people who had been there. And I got in there in the late afternoon. I set my tape recorder up. I put my mic taped it to a tree a little ways away from where I'd be bedding down, and then proceeded to wait along and see what developed. Later on that evening, after it grew dark, I was tired from the hike in, and I began to doze off, when all of a sudden I was awakened by some strange sounds. Startling. I didn't know what to think. I had very mixed emotions. On one hand, I was wondering, well, could somebody possibly be out there doing it, some human being? And on the other hand, viscerally, my knees were shaking and insides were turning a bit. And I was wondering, maybe what I was hearing was some creature that was stranger than anything that we knew. We've had the sounds analyzed since then at the University of Wyoming by a professor of electrical engineering there. And the results are the sounds could not have been made by man or any known animal.
This week I'm going to talk about Sasquatch. Is he real? She? Does it exist? Have there been sightings up here? Which there have. Do I believe it? Absolutely. Do you believe it? Well, you hear about these all over the country. I used to think that it was only over in the Northwest when I was a kid, which is a good thing. I never would have went outside at night. If I'd have known that there was this potential for this thing to be anywhere, and I say anywhere because anywhere there's woods, I believe these things may exist or have the potential to exist. And the reason I believe that is all the stories I've heard from up here. And recently, a friend of mine, John, told me about a story not far from here. And, you know, over the years, I've kind of collected these things. And now I thought, well, maybe I'll go into it a little bit. Because there are a lot of stories, now that I look around, there's a lot of stories, half a dozen stories more than that, just in this area alone, within 40 miles of this area, people have seen these things. And I probably have about 8 stories that I can tell you. And I've come to find out that there are people probably in every state where there's woods have seen something unusual, an ape-like creature. I talked to a fella years ago back in the 90s who claimed to have seen one when he was making out with his girlfriend in Ohio, in the woods of some small town outside of the town in the woods in Ohio. And this thing looked in the window, scared the hell out of him and his girlfriend, and then it took off. I don't know how reliable he is as far as I'm concerned. I didn't know him that well. And so I kind of put that one on the back burner. But the other people that I talk about, that I connect with, I trust them. Lisa Scheel has written, well, she's done research about Sasquatches. She's also drawn a connection to Sasquatches and UFOs, and she's been on my show more than once. She's actually taken testimony of people that have seen these Sasquatches near UFOs, and I'm thinking, what? I never heard of that. Really? I mean, I've heard of people seeing these things for years and years and years. And there's that one famous film back in the 60s, these two fellas, and some people think it's fake, happened to take a picture of this thing walking away from a pretty clear picture, a video, actually. And then I have people in my life, you know, like Lisa, that I've talked to, and she has had some kind of experience with them. Even her father did when he was hunting. They live in Jacobsville, Michigan, which is about a couple hours from here at least. And it's in Upper Michigan. It's over in the area called the Keweenaw, which is over in the western part of Upper Michigan. And they live in a very remote area, 40 acres of land, wooded. And her father was hunting, and he saw something not real clearly, but it was large, very large. It was upright. It wasn't a bear. It was a very hairy type being. And he doesn't really believe in this. That's the funny thing about it. Lisa does, her mom does, but not her father. And he saw this thing, and it freaked him out a little bit, but he just kind of ignored it, and because he was hunting, and this thing was observing him. But they also believe something has kind of been messing with their horses. Lisa does, at least. Like braiding the mane, and I've heard this before, and riding the horses. Now, how could they come up with that? Because the horses are all sweaty in the morning, as if somebody had been on them. Now, maybe there's another explanation. So I've talked to Lisa many times, and she's given me some insight on that. And there was a time I think she was pursuing this, trying to find others. Now, I've heard other stories from other people, and I don't know all of those people, but I will tell you the people I do know. My friend Dan, who has been on my show more than once, and he saw a Sasquatch back in the 60s when he was a kid, and he thought it was an ape because he didn't know what this was. And he went in to tell his family, and they just kind of laughed at him. And he went and investigated, and he saw big footprints. And the dog was going nuts trying to chase this thing, whatever it was. So he saw something, and it wasn't somebody in a gorilla suit. Him and I have joked around about that. I also heard a story, and I don't remember who this was from, so this could be taken with a grain of salt. There was a man in a town not far from here, actually not in the town, but in the area of Gwinn, Michigan. And that's about 40 minutes from here, going to the north. And he was canoeing, and they have many lakes, a lot of nice lakes in that area, inland lakes. On one of the lakes, he was canoeing, I believe, and he saw one of these things kneeling down on the side of the lake, getting a drink of water. And he went over to, eventually he went over there to see what it was, and it left a big impression, but it was gone. Which I don't know if that's me, if I go over to see what it is. I guess, you know, you'd like to say you would, but Then also, there was a story, and again, I don't know if this came from Linda Godfrey, but I thought it was a pretty reliable source, that there was a fella who was drinking in a place called Pierce Gorge. This is a party area. As a kid, I used to actually go to this place, too. It's not far from my hometown in Norway, Michigan. Norway's about, from Escanaba, maybe 45 minutes, somewhere like that, something like that. Pierce Gorge, from there, is another 10 minutes, maybe. It's right along the border of Wisconsin and Upper Michigan, the Menominee River. There's this rapids that they call Pierce Gorge, but it's also a party area for the teenagers and the young adults. And people go out there to get drunk or whatever they do. This fellow was drunk and he's passed out in his car and he kind of comes to and it's like, I don't know what time it was in the morning, early morning, 2 o'clock. He looks out and he sees one of these things walking by his vehicle. Now, I don't remember exactly who told me, but I do remember this as being fairly authentic. And so, obviously, he got the heck out of there. I mean, they're just short stories. There's a fella that doesn't live far from me. I live in Wilson, Michigan. I live on D Road. I live on the north side of the highway. I'm probably within 150 yards of the highway. And I have a little spot, and mostly surrounded by woods, but the highway, it's clear for me to see to the highway. About half of my property is kind of surrounded by woods. I can't even see my neighbors. They live further down the road. But I have kind of like an intersection of roads. There's an old highway, dirt road that runs in front of my house, and then there's the main highway. And then there's D Road, which runs north and south past my house. Well, there's all these county roads. D Road is the one I'm on. The next one, actually it's D-1. The next one is Belfie. And then the one after that, I believe, is 557. On 557, County Road 557, I found this out through a good friend of mine. It's actually her brother-in-law, I believe. And I tried talking to the fellow, but I haven't heard anything back, and I'm not going to chase him. You know, if he's uncomfortable, I'll put the ball in his court, and if he chooses to pursue it, then that's great. And if not, I understand. I totally understand. But she claims, and I've talked to his wife a little bit, that when he goes hunting, he sees something really weird. And this kind of connects to what Lisa Scheel says, too. He has seen this big, hairy creature out in the woods. And because he loves hunting, he doesn't care that it's there. But anybody that's with him doesn't want to go with him. Because when they see this, they don't want to go back again. Or I don't know if they take off running. But there's also these strange lights that are around or near this big hairy creature. And his wife swears by it, and my friend Erica swears by it. She's heard the story. I just haven't been able to get to talk to this fella. And if he doesn't want to do that, I understand. Because when you open your mouth about it, you put yourself in a position of people obviously making fun of you. So my whole point on that is these things are everywhere. We find them up here all over the place. I've heard about them in Wisconsin. There's a friend of mine. Her name is Jennifer. She's been on my show before. She lives in Pellston, Michigan. Her, along with another person, last year, I think it was, or maybe the year before, they're going out in the woods, and they saw a white man-like creature, huge, Sasquatch. It was all white, and it was going through the snow. And actually watched it for 10 seconds, which is quite a long time to see one of these. And they went over to where it was, and they only found one track. Now, how can that be? How can there only be one track? And it makes me wonder how they could do that. If these things, which I do believe exist, do they have the ability to somehow let you see what they want you to see? I've heard before that they can kind of put a thought in your head so you could walk right by them without seeing them, which would explain why we have so many hunters in the woods up here a certain time of the year, November, September, October, November, especially November when deer hunting season. How come they don't see this? Or maybe they do and nobody says anything. I wonder how many people are not saying anything. If you're listening to the show and you've seen it, I would love to hear about it. And you can be discreet. You can send me an email, tj2@up.net. Put something in my shout box, but maybe you don't want to be recognized. That's fine. I just would love to hear a story, and I would pass it on, and I would keep your name anonymous. And some of you could make stuff up, so I guess I have to be careful on that. The people I've talked to that I've heard this from are pretty credible people. Just a couple weeks ago, and it's weird how this worked out. And this is what got me started on talking about it this week. And I don't have any guests to come in and talk about it. I thought about calling Lisa, but she's kind of talked about this before. So I thought, you know, we've already heard that. But a couple weeks ago, my friend John was telling me something. Prior to that, now it's funny how things are connected. Prior to that, maybe 2 weeks. So about a month ago, I think it was maybe a month. Maybe it was even before that. Maybe it was a month and a half. There was a wedding show. I have a DJ business, and I was at this wedding show, and I met this bride, and I know her mother. Her father and mother live out in Rapid River. Rapid River is maybe 20 minutes from Escanaba on Lake Michigan, heading east, kind of northeast. So what's unique about this is that I meet this gal who's getting married next year, wants to book our DJ system, And, you know, that's nice. I know her parents. That's great. I don't think anything more of it. We send her a contract. We go from there. Well, then my friend John, he calls me up, and this is a couple of weeks ago, and he goes, "Hey, I got to tell you this story. Do you know so-and-so?" And I said, "Yeah, I actually do." He goes, "Really? How do you know that person?" I said, "Because we just booked a wedding with them." "Really? That's kind of a weird coincidence. Did you know her fiancé saw something really strange?" And I said, "Well, is he open to these kind of things?" "No, he doesn't. She might be, but he's not." Not far from Rapid River, which again is a town that's right on Lake Michigan, right on the highway. Obviously, it's very wooded when you go north of there. Between there and Marquette, a lot of wooded area on Highway 41. Well, I don't know how far away from Rapid River this was, but I don't know if these guys work in the woods. We have a lot of people that log up here. I assume that's what it was, but I don't remember the exact details, even though it was just a couple weeks. Maybe I'm losing my memory. Sometimes I think I am. But my friend John says, this guy's out in the woods, and I'm guessing maybe he's hunting. I don't know. It wasn't deer hunting season. I guess it could have been bow season. He's out in the woods, and he sees this hairy, he thought it was somebody camouflaged at first, but then he realized it was just off the road, the dirt road he was riding on, and it's very hairy, and it's big. And so that's when he comes up to believe that this is a Sasquatch. Now, he doesn't believe in these things. So he tells his other two buddies. Now, I don't know if these are guys he works with or if they're out at camp. I should have got more detail on that. And I'd love to talk to these guys if I ever get a chance to meet him. I guess we're going to meet her husband down the road here. So who knows? But I don't want to push these things. You got to approach him very carefully. Unless I know somebody, I'm not going to go, "Hey, so you saw Sasquatch." So, two other guys that this fella knows said, "Boy, we're glad you told us that, because we heard a noise yesterday morning down at the rock quarry. Somebody was pounding rocks, and we thought, who would be doing that? We went down there, and we saw this thing, this big, hairy thing." So, you have three witnesses, three people. Could it be something else? When you see something close up, you know, it's one thing to see it at a distance, but when you see something close up, that kind of tells you something. So I thought, you know, that's pretty cool. I mean, how many different places have there been up here? When I think about it, Jacobsville, Gwynn area, Big Bay, which is north of Marquette. I heard a story about somebody seeing one cross the road in front of them. Piers Gorge, which is by not far from Norway, Michigan. Rapid River area, out there where I live in Wilson. I was out at hunting camp just recently, within the last couple of weeks, with my father-in-law. And he has a hunting camp, or it's actually a cabin on a lake, which is, it's north and to the east of Escanaba from where I'm doing the show. And it's probably 40 some miles away, and it's an inland, there's a lot of inland lakes, and it's off Forest Highway 13. And so the main reason I go out to the cabin is kind of keep an eye on my father-in-law. He's a little older, but also because I like to be out in the woods. I have no desire to, I don't even bring a gun with me. I just sit in the blind and I watch the critters come in. I've been doing that a couple of years now, and I really enjoy that. And it gets a little chilly, but it never gets boring. I just like sitting there and being a part of what's going on around me. And it's refreshing. It's like it recharges your battery. So I was coming back one night and something weird happened. And I don't know what it was. Maybe it's nothing. I just heard this really strange noise and I couldn't pinpoint what it was. At first, I thought it was some people having a party. I don't know. And then next thing I thought it was this giant bird flying over me, like I could hear wings. And then I thought something was on in my truck, like I left a radio. But I knew it couldn't be the regular radio because the keys got to be in. I don't know what this noise was. And then eventually I just got in my truck and I drove out of there. Well, this road is very thin. It's a two-rut road. And in some spots, you barely have enough room with a truck to get through there because there's trees, small little, very thick area that you're driving through. Well, something, or maybe it was a tree, but I was right on the road. I wasn't off of it. You can't be off it. You're right in the ruts. Something whacked my truck. Now, I'm not saying it's anything, but it was just weird because here I heard that noise and then it's like, boom, and it whacked it hard. And so when I got to the main county road, which is a paved road, I got out and I looked. Of course, it's kind of dark, but I had a light. I'm thinking, boy, I must have damaged something. What the heck was that? Was that a tree? How did I hit a tree? I know it's tight through there. I thought, well, I got a mirror that kind of bends out, sticks out, so maybe I was a little too far over. But you're right on these ruts. You really don't have a lot of room. You know, you kind of just follow them, and they're sunken in, so it kind of guides you. It's like having a track system just driving you right through there. And I go real slow, but something whacked pretty good. I don't know what it was. And there was no damage, but it was kind of cool. Maybe it was Sasquatch. If you have something you want to share, whether it's a story about Sasquatch or anything unusual, paranormal, or just anything in general, I'd love to hear about it. And you can email me. My email address is tj2@up.net. Or you can put something in the shout box, or you can leave a comment on this show. I'd love to hear about it. And if you're worried about being made fun of, that's not going to happen. You know that won't happen on my show. And if you're worried about being anonymous, that's fine with me too. So if you choose to share something, that would be great. If not, hope you have a great day. And I'll talk to you soon on Out There.
Music on Out There, created by Kevin MacLeod.